about 11:30. Rewind's coming up after that. But are you ready for the first clue for where in the world is Andy Mossack? Before we get to Storyville, I've got to do this, because our roving travel reporter is out and about again in this globe of ours. If you ever listened on a Thursday night, which is when we normally talk to him, and the last time we spoke to him, he was in Malaysia. He was in Taiwan. And then he was at a lantern festival in Taiwan. The most amazing things he put on our Facebook page. If you haven't seen it, you've got to go and have a look. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell. You go there and you'll find it. But here's the first clue for where in the world is Andy Mossack. I've no idea, by the way. It's the first time I've seen these clues. I am close to the biggest saltwater lake in the Western Hemisphere, over 1,700 square miles, and home to not one but three of the world's finest ski resorts, which hosted the Winter Olympics in 2002. I am close to the biggest saltwater lake in the Western Hemisphere, over 1,700 square miles, and home to not one but three of the world's finest ski resorts, which hosted the Winter Olympics in 2002. So we're out cheating and going on that well-known search engine that may or may not rhyme with Boogle. How are you going to track him down then? Where do you think he is? It's either Canada or America is where I'm going. It's certainly in North America somewhere, I think. Got to narrow it down, though. You got an idea? 0345... 303-3333. Talk to the man himself, about 20 minutes or so. Once we figure out where he is, he'll tell us all about it. Winter Olympics, without cheating, 2002. 81333. Russ, R-U-S-S at the start of that teletext. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Headlines coming in about 8 minutes' time, but four on the Situation soundtrack very soon. Are you ready for clue number two for where in the world is Andy Mossack? He'll be on in about 10 minutes. I've had a few answers in already. Clue number one was I am close to the biggest saltwater lake in the Western Hemisphere, over 1,700 square miles, and home to not one but three of the world's finest ski resorts, which hosted the Winter Olympics in 2002. There was your first clue. Here is your second clue. Each year, the world's biggest independent film festival is held here, and it's named after a character Robert Redford played in one of his most famous films. I think that's a difficult... I was leaning towards a place, and now I'm thinking it's not that place. 81333. Russ at the start of that message. So where in the world is Andy Mossack? We will be catching up with him soon. A few early guesses. This is Sue in Murfield. Good evening, Sue. Could Andy be in Utah City? Utah City? Cynthia says Salt Lake City in Utah. Winter Olympics, Salt Lake City, says James White. Thank you very much. Now, having heard the second clue, you're still going for that one. Do you think it's Salt Lake City in the States? 81333. Russ at the start of that message. You know what? I'm in the mood for a bit of a rock song and a rock classic I haven't heard in years. Guess at Andy Mossack's location from Karen says, is Andy in Montreal? Montreal, Salt Lake City. We're going to have to plump for one of them. Christine in Gaines. Ooh, the French option. So far, we've had the two clues, of course. Lots of guesses, lots of ideas as to where the man himself is. Biggest saltwater lake in the Western Hemisphere. He's close to it. Three of the world's finest ski resorts, which hosted the Winter Olympics in 2002, and the Robert Redford Film Festival. I think we are leaning towards a certain place, but let's see if we can connect with the man himself. Andy Mossack, good evening.
Hi, Russ. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, sir?
I'm living the dream, my friend. Living the dream.
Living the dream. Now, we've had plenty of guesses as to where you are, and I think we are going to go firmly for Salt Lake City in Utah.
Well, very good. It is very close to Salt Lake City in Utah. It is, in fact, Park City, Utah, which is just 35 minutes away from Salt Lake City, because that's where the ski resorts are.
Park City.
Yeah, that's where all these three fantastic skiing resorts are. Park City. And it's great, because most people don't necessarily know where Utah is, but it's kind of western USA. I've got Wyoming and Idaho in the north. We've got Nevada to the west, Colorado to the east, and Arizona in the south. So it's cowboy country, Russ.
Cowboy country, the true Wild West.
Indeed, yeah. In fact, well, those two outlaws, you know, Butch Cassidy.
And the Sundance Kid.
Yeah, and the Wild Bunch. They all operated some in southern Utah. So there's a lot of cowboy history out here.
Now, I know there's always a good reason for you being where you are. So what on earth are you doing in Park City, Utah?
Well, as you know, I do like a bit of skiing and other snow fun. But I wanted to see what it was like in the US, because I haven't really done a lot of skiing in America. I've done, obviously been to Europe. So I wanted to see and compare, really. And believe it or not, fate is with us, because I've got a lady with me called Max, who is head of sales at the Park City Pete's, and she's a Leeds lass. Can you believe that?
Wow, they get everywhere, don't they?
17 years she's been out here, but she's still got Leeds. You know what they say? You can't take Leeds out of the girl, or whatever that one is.
So, Max, thank you very much for stopping by with me and Andy here then. So how comes those years ago you went over to Utah? What's your story, Max?
Well, I am a Leeds lass, and I love to ski. I actually learnt to ski in Sheffield over there on the slag heap, you know, in the rain. And then I came out to the US. I used to work for a British ski company as a ski guide. And I came out to the US, loved it, thought it was fabulous. And then one year they sent me to Utah, and I hadn't really heard of the ski resorts in Utah, just the desert stuff, you know, the Red Rock national parks and things. And I came out here and I was so pleasantly surprised. It was just such a massive opportunity, and it was better than I had imagined it would be.
So over there, I mean,
she looks like a cowgirl, Russ.
Right. Okay.
She's got a cowboy hat and the boots. She's got the whole regalia.
I've got my horse outside.
So did you expect it to be, did you know, I'm trying to think of a nice polite way of saying it, because it obviously has a lot of sport going on there, beautiful outdoors. It is sort of getting close to nature and enjoying the natural sort of delights of it. It's, do some people though in America, and I suppose on the skiing circuit, this is a question for both of you really, do they look at it and say, oh yeah, Utah, it's just a bit boring, isn't it?
Well, that's what I thought, you know, when I first was told I was coming here. And of course, that was a long time ago. And people said, oh, you don't want to go to Utah. You know, you can't drink in Utah. It's Mormon land, you know. And that was horrifying for me. You can imagine, can't you? A Yorkshire lass, you know, going to Utah, can't get a drink. You know, I thought, oh, no, what have I done? But I came out here and I had lived prior to this, I'd lived in Europe in ski resorts and also in Colorado and also in Whistler. And then I came here, and the thing I loved was there's so many ski resorts, and the snow is fantastic. And it's every bit as good as all the other resorts. It's just that it's a little bit lesser known than, say, yeah, Colorado.
So, I was just trying to think, because here we are now, 19th of March. Where are we in your season in Park City in Utah? Are we coming to the end of the season? Has it been a good winter?
So, yeah, we're coming to the end. We close sort of middle of April, and it's been a great winter. We've had very warm temperatures.
I mean, 70 degrees at the moment today.
We're in our bikinis now. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant.
I bet Andy looks marvellous in his.
Oh yeah, mankini.
Andy's got his polka dot bikini. Yeah, brilliant. But yeah, it's been a very strange winter as far as the temperatures have been quite warm throughout the US, in the West anyway. But you know, everybody's still out there skiing, and it's great because you can actually sit outside and have lunch in the sunshine. You know, so that's nice.
So when the season finishes, what do you do, Max?
What do I do?
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Then I come back to Leeds so I can get some fish and chips and my curry. I've got to have my Rogan Josh fix, you know. Yeah. But then I start selling again for next winter. So it's like a complete winter, you know, we talk about winter like I would say 10 months of the year.
Wow.
And we come to Britain and we try and get Brits interested to come out to Utah. And obviously Park City, you know, that's where we want them to stay. And we are getting more and more Brits, okay. You know, it's, the word's getting out there now.
Well, you must say it's a fantastic, you know, insight into, you know, Old West, if you like, Russ, because, you know, Park City used to be an old mining town. They had silver in them, there are hills.
Wow.
And the word is there is still some silver in there, I believe. But so you're skiing over what is effectively a silver mining network, which is great. But I tell you what I did do yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a 4-man bobsled going down the Olympic bobsled run.
Well, do you know something? You hold that thought, Andy. We're going to have a quick tune from Cat Stevens, and then we'll be back in less than 3 minutes, and Andy will tell us what happened when he got in a 4-man bobsled.
Liz Green live at breakfast.
Good song, especially for the eclipse. Tomorrow morning, Moon Shadow by Cat Stevens. Here with me, Russell Walker, at the Late Show at the BBC. We call it the Great Yorkshire Show because we go everywhere. And we're currently having a chat with Andy Mossack, of course, roving travel reporter. He is in Park City in Utah. And you were just about to tell us, Andy, about going down a bobsled. Now, this, I mean, even the people who do it will tell you it is fantastically dangerous, this.
Yes, they kept telling us as we queued up, you know, ready to go into the lorry to go up to the top of the run. You know, don't do this. If you've got bad this or bad that, don't do it. You know, you've got 3 Gs pushing down on your shoulders, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I took a deep breath and off I went. And it's the Olympic, you know, because I said the Olympics were here in 2002.
Oh, yes.
So they've still got the bobsled run and amongst a lot of the other infrastructure of the original Winter Olympics. And you go in with the driver is obviously part of the staff, and then there's 3 passengers, and they do something like, it was 40-odd people in our party, so everybody has a go, because it only takes 45 seconds to go down.
Wow, 45 seconds?
45 seconds, yeah, with 10 turns, but we only go, you only join it halfway up, so they don't do it from the very top, because I think that's just too scary for words. But 65 miles an hour. It wasn't bad at all. Maybe good. I did a world record. I'm not sure. But
well, I'd certainly say you did.
I've got a couple of nice pictures.
So you were saying, Andy, I mean, this is, we were just having a chat with Max there, of course, as well, that coming to Utah is starting to attract the British skier, is starting to come on the radars of people. It's the usual questions, really, for you, Andy, in terms of ease of getting there, expense of getting there. If you compare Park City, Utah, and the ski resorts there with some of the ones, as you know well, you know, in the south of France and around the world, how are things measuring up?
Well, the thing is, in Europe, one of the biggest problems is access, because it's all very, very well flying into, you know, the nearest airport. But then you normally have perhaps a 2-2.5 hour journey up to the mountain. Here, Salt Lake City, it's 35 minutes to the mountain. So it's fantastic access. I mean, that's the first thing that I saw. And then you go into Salt Lake City from England, I would suggest United Airlines. You change at Houston into Salt Lake City. So that's a good route. I know that there is another one. Max was telling me that Delta fly to Paris and then Paris to Salt Lake City. So there's plenty of actions, you know, plenty of ways to get here.
Now, the other question I've got to ask here, Andy, as well, is when it comes to food and the availability, because as Max has said here, she can't wait to get back to Leeds so she can have a Rogan Josh. So I imagine maybe you can't find a good Rogan Josh in Park City, Utah, but what can you find? I imagine an enormous steak the size of a small family car.
Oh, what? Absolutely. Yeah, that's normal here. But great steaks. There's really something for every budget. So, you know, if they're looking for pizza all the way through to a gourmet meal, there's really something for everyone, every budget.
And what actually attracted me here was that the food itself has got the sort of Californian concept of health. You know, it's healthy food. So a lot of it's fresh food. And they get fresh flown in daily, so they told me.
Okay.
So, it's not all about fast food. It's really good quality food.
Okay. Listen, and I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. The time has beaten us. But as always, Andy, an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And it's been lovely to meet you, Max, as well. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
See you, mate.
See you. Take care. So, yes, I wonder where he'll be next time. Park City in Utah. If you're thinking of going skiing, you usually go some of the European resorts. Maybe check it out. Have a look for yourself and see what you think, of course. I'm sure he'll be putting some photos on the Super Secret Facebook page too. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell. And it won't be long. He'll be somewhere equally glamorous again.